everyone. Welcome back to Marian Music Around Midnight here on WDIF FM True Blues 97.5. And thanks for joining us for our first Christmas show that we've ever done. I have some information on the origins of the Christmas songs. And Tom, while I'm doing this, we're going to have a little Christmas music in the background. Tell us about that.
Okay, the track is by Bobby Floyd. It was recorded in 2001. It was a collection of Christmas songs and carols. A little story behind that. From the liner notes, it reads, "At the precise moment we were preparing to record this music, of great joy and good tidings, the unthinkable happened. It was the morning of September 11th, 2001. You all know what happened. It took time, but eventually the band got back to recording. The album was dedicated as a musical gift that brings some degree of comfort. The album was, and fittingly, the album was named Floyd's Finest Gift. So the song you'll hear in the background is the Christmas song by Bobby Floyd and Friends."
Thanks, Tom. Let me share a little history on the origins of Christmas songs, courtesy of our good, close, personal friends at Wikipedia.com. The Christmas carol, also called Noel, did you know that? The first Noel kind of thing?
Yes, I think I did.
Okay. Is from the French word meaning Christmas. The first known Christmas hymns can be traced back to the 4th century Roman Empire. That's about in the years 310 and 367 AD. In the 9th and 10th centuries, the Christmas sequence or prose was introduced in Northern Europe. And in the 12th century, they began to derive music from popular songs, introducing something closer to what we know as a traditional Christmas carol. The first Christmas carols in English appeared in 1426, and the carols were sung by groups that went house to house, like what we know as carolers. Many carols which have gained popularity today were printed, and I'll get the name of this book screwed up, but it's Pia Cantunis, which was a collection of medieval Latin songs, which was first published in 1582. Current songs, as we know, like Come All Ye Faithful, appear in its current form in the mid-18th century, although the words may have originated back in the 13th century. The first appearance in print of carols as we know today, such as God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, The First Noel, and I Saw Three Ships, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing, came about around 1833. With that, next week I am going to share the 8 oldest Christmas songs that ever existed.
Why 8?
Because that's all the oldest Christmas carol website had. So,
let me ask, is Paul McCartney simply having a wonderful Christmas time, one of those 8?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all I have on the history of Christmas songs. Let's go back and finish listening to the Christmas song by Bobby Floyd.
These two songs coming up are Jingle Bell Rock with Jeff Ault
at Altwood Studios, recorded in 2014. And also, So This Is Christmas with Jim Kreisinger, recorded at Ice Recordings about the same time period. Hope you enjoy.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing, the bushels of fun. Now that the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
Let's hope it's a good one
without any fear. And so this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So happy Christmas. We hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. War is over if you want it. War is over now. War is over if you let it. War is over now. War is over if you want it. War is over now. War is over if you just let it.
That was a couple tracks off the Christmas album. All right, we want to go to the band business card of the week, and this week we're gonna use Ice Recordings, which Jim Christinger and Brian Eastman did a lot of recording, including a lot of the tracks you'll hear off this Christmas album. So look for that on our Marion Music Round Midnight Facebook page.
Hey Tim,
you can comment on it.
Was that studio on Church Street?
At first, Jim recorded right out of the house, right across the street from me at Ice Recordings, and then Brian Eastman set up a studio in his basement. He's been doing a lot of recordings. He does a lot of Willie Phoenix stuff, and he's really getting good at it.
Okay, everybody, thanks for listening to the first Christmas edition of Marion Music Round Midnight. We'll catch you next week. I think we're going to do some more Christmas stuff next week.
Merry Christmas.
So with that, see ya.